Thanks for joining us on this journey through Scripture. Today we come to Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. The power of sin, introduced in Genesis 3, continued its march through human race. By Genesis 6, God saw that every inclination of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil all the time, and he was grieved that he had made man. God decided to start over with one man and his family. That man's name, we read in our passage, his name was Noah. Noah lived right in the middle of the wickedness on earth, but Noah stood out. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was far from perfect, but his life is described as blameless in contrast to the people of his time. Importantly, Noah walked faithfully with God. He desired to hear God's voice. He followed God's leading. He obeyed God's instruction, even the incredible instruction of building an ark before it had ever rained. Noah is honored in Scripture as a man whose faith is put in actions. Check out Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. Well, today we live in the middle of a wicked world as well, don't we? People all around us are following their evil inclinations and ignoring God. But here's the question. Is there a contrast between us and the people of our time? Here's a follow-up question. Had you lived in Genesis 6, would God have chosen you to build the ark? And one more question. If you're walking faithfully with God, is He asking you to do something extraordinarily ark-like? Father, we pray that we can be described as a person who walks faithfully with You. And if You're calling us to do something like building an ark, please give us the courage to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.